Blog Talk Radio.
Peace be on our noble and honorable listening audience. You've listened once again to another edition of Religion Means Alive. Let's take care of some housekeeping situations prior to our going into our program. You can send your donations to Imam Alfred at PayPal. We are desperately in need of donations, or you can send them to Imam Alfred, 817 Jackson Avenue, Linden, New Jersey, 07036. Imam Alfred Muhammad, 817 Jackson Avenue, Linden, New Jersey, 07036. Today on Religion Means Alive, I'm going to switch the wheels. I'll switch seats, I'll do musical cheers, and I'm going to be interviewed by Brother Alfred Muhammad II, my son, but he's not going to be soft on me. He's not going to throw me any softballs. He's going to throw me hardballs, tough questions. Imam Alfred Muhammad on the New Africa Day, tough questions from Brother Alfred Muhammad, the vice president of his class at Union County Catholic School. So welcome, Alfred Muhammad, to Religion Means Alive, and that's the last thing I'm going to say until you ask questions. And let me also add, you can join the conversation at 805-805-727-7013. So let me just shut up, sit back, listen, and wait for the question from Mr. Alfred Muhammad, youth correspondent for Religion Means Alive, and also the guest speaker at the Mosque Cares Convention 2015, celebrating the 40th year anniversary of Imam Wahdatuddin Muhammad. Imam Wahdatuddin Muhammad once was at a meeting in Philadelphia, and he told Alfred Muhammad, he said, I start teaching about the age of that young fellow right there. Let us now hear from Alfred Muhammad II. Actually, not Alfred Muhammad II. He's Alfred Muhammad, Alfred Yusuf Muhammad. So he's not the second. I'm just Alfred Muhammad, Imam Alfred Muhammad. Yes.
Well, like my father stated before, I don't plan on going easy on my father. I wanted to create the most controversial and most popular topics that are out right now among the African-American community, as well as the American. I wanted to touch on the American base as well, because we have a lot of things going on in our country and in the black community as well. So we always like to hit both bases when we're on Religion Means Alive. And to start off my first question, I wanted to mention that number one, Farrakhan was in town this past week, and he was interviewed by a lot of places. He was interviewed by the Breakfast Club. He was interviewed by, I think, Hot 97. And these are all radio stations for the audience. You know, I'm pretty sure you guys have heard of it. And what Farrakhan said was that there are no modern Muslims. There's no such thing as modern Muslims. And he also stated that he is running out of time to do his job. What do you think about that? What do you think about his statement that he made to the public as well as to the Breakfast Club, where he said he's running out of time? He said he can't do everything that he wants to do. What do you take to that?
If you will allow me to answer that question and give you a few minutes. I don't think we were on the air, and I wanted to answer again for our audience. The question, would you repeat the question so I can answer it?
The question was that Farrakhan, I just mentioned that Farrakhan was in New York today. He was visiting one of his temples in New York, and he talked about how he said that there was no such thing as modern Muslims, one. And two, he also talked about how he doesn't have as much time left to get his message across. to the African American people and to create solutions and all of these other things. And I just wanted you to touch base on what do you think he means by that.
Are we on the air?
Yes,
ma'am. And I just want to say to the audience, anybody want to challenge me in Minister Farrakhan's following, you're welcome to challenge me at 805-727-7013, 805-727-7013. Let me, for the audience, service act, servant audience. Leaders, we are only servants of the people. So let me now contextualize Minister Louis Farrakhan, formerly known as Joe Louis Walker, the son of a great Gabbiite mama, Sister Mary Farrakhan, Mary Walcott, formerly known as. He is a graduate of Boston English High School, one of the best high schools in these United States of America, attended Winston-Salem State Teachers College as a track star, played violin, was an altar boy at St. Cyprian's Episcopal Church under the great Reverend Nathan Wright. Minister Farrakhan comes from a great, strong West Indian tradition, Jamaican tradition, that is. He was considered the charmer and is considered one of the greatest calypso singers in the world, greater than Harry Belafonte. He's also a drama man. So Minister Farrakhan is erudite, educated, and a charmer. He came into the Nation of Islam under the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, was a student minister, was a captain, eventually became a minister. I came in touch with him around 1968-69 in New York City, found him to be one of the most compelling speakers and a spellbinding speaker. I don't have those skills to be a spellbinder. I didn't find the Honorable Elijah Muhammad to be a spellbinder. I found him to be a moving speaker. Malcolm was a very moving speaker. Minister Farrakhan was a spellbinding speaker. So now we have gotten that in out of the way. Minister Farrakhan also knows Al-Islam, that is the Quran and the proper religion. The Nation of Islam was a proto-religion. The Nation of Islam was an introductory processes wherein African Americans who came from plantation life in the Caribbean and throughout North America who had been broken to restore them back to life, to restore them to the nature and to prepare them for Al-Islam, not Islam, Al-Islam, that's the Quran. And it was Minister Louis Farrakhan, the honorable and noble Minister Louis Farrakhan. And I used this. Are we on the air? So, let's just check on this before we do this. This 100-piece doesn't have to go over. All right. So, Minister Farrakhan, I am somewhat distracted. I'm going to have to pause until we get this straight, please. Are we on the air?
You're on the air like you're talking, but... Like,
can you check to see whether I have another phone?
I'm checking right now.
I just want to repeat. Are people listening?
Right now.
Okay, just give me the number by hand. People, stand by. We are checking for technical difficulties.
You're saying we were on the air for only 180 minutes. I mean, for only 15 minutes.
Well, you probably didn't do it. We couldn't really go up there.
Yeah, it might take a second. You won't let me change it. You know what I'm going to do? Yeah, I just created another episode.
Folks, we will be back on the air in a few minutes. Let's see. Go off the air.